Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai Prashant Nilayam, giving you a live broadcast every Thursday in the Asia stream of Radio Sai. As the proceedings in the Sai Kulanth Hall have ended just now, and as the devotees are silently lined up to have a close darshan of our dear Lord, it's now time for us to get back to the studios of Radio Sai, taking you across to the evening session of this Thursday live. And this is esteemed Radio Sai's Ganesh inviting you all to the first segment of the evening session, the Radio Sai Vedam Tutor. And Praveena sir is back with us to complete the Isavasya Upanishad. And today we will be learning the last portion from where we had left 2 weeks back. Today sir is going to complete the Isavasya Upanishad along with the meaning, the overview of the Isavasya Upanishad. Over to Praveena sir.
Sai Ram, we shall commence the session with the Ganapati Prarthana Mantra, chanting together. Om Gananantva Ganapati Bum Havamahe Kavim Kavinam Upavashravastamam Jeshtharajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata anashrunvan notivissedasadanam prano deve saraswati vaje virvajinivati dhinama vitriyavatu ganeshaya namaha saraswatye namaha shri gurubhyo namaha harihi om. Before we take up the next verse, we'll chant once the Shanti Mantra, that's Purnamada Purnamidam.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Today we'll take up the 16th verse of this particular great mantra, Isavasya Upanishad. Please repeat after me twice.
Om Pushanne Karshe, Pushanne Karshe, Pushanne Karshe,
Yamasurya Praja Apatya,
Yamasurya Praja Apatya, Yamasurya Praja Apatya,
Vyuha Rashmin,
Vyuha Rashmin, Vyuha Rashmin,
Samuha Tejo,
Samuha Tejo, Samuha Tejo,
Yatte Rupam,
Yatte Rupam, Yatte Rupam,
Kalyanatamam,
Kalyanatamam, Kalyanatamam,
Tatte Pashyami,
Tatte Pashyami, Tatte Pashyami,
Yosavasau Purushasohamasmi,
Yosavasau Purushasohamasmi, Yosavasau Purushasohamasmi.
Again, we'll start from the beginning. Repeat after me once. Pushanne Karshe Yamasurya Praja Apatya,
Pushanne Karshe Yamasurya Praja Apatya,
Vyuha Rashmin Samuha Tejo,
Vyuha Rashmin Samuha Tejo,
Yatte Rupam Kalyanatamam Tat ತೇ ಪಶ್ಯಾಮಿ
ಯತ್ತೇ ರೂಪಂ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣತಮಂ ತತ್ತೇ ಪಶ್ಯಾಮಿ
ಯೋಸಾವಸೌ ಪುರುಷಸ್ಸೋಹಮಸ್ಮಿ
ಯೋಸಾವಸೌ ಪುರುಷಸ್ಸೋಹಮಸ್ಮಿ
ವಿಲ್ ಚಾಂಟ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್ ದ ಹೋಲ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ರೈಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್
ಪೂಷನ್ನೇ ಕರ್ಷೇಯಮ ಸೂರ್ಯ ಪ್ರಾಜಾಪತ್ಯವ್ಯೋ ರಶ್ಮೀನ್ ಸಮೋಹತೆ ಜೋಯತ್ತೇ ರೂಪಂ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣತಮಂ ತತ್ತೇ ಪಶ್ಯಾಮಿ ಯೋಸಾವಸೌ ಪುರುಷಃ ಸೋಹಮಸ್ಮಿ
ವಾಯುರನಿಲಮೃತಮಥೇದಂ
ವಾಯುರನಿಲಮೃತನಥೇದಂ
ವಾಯುರನಿಲಮೃತಮಥೇದಂ ಭಸ್ಮಾಂತಗುಂ ಶರೀರಂ
ಭಸ್ಮಾಂತಗುಂ ಶರೀರಂ ಭಸ್ಮಾಂತಗುಂ ಶರೀರಂ
ವಾಯುರನಿಲಮೃತಮಥೇದಂ ಭಸ್ಮಾಂತಗುಂ ಶರೀರಂ
ವಾಯುರನಿಲಮೃತಮಥೇದಂ ಭಸ್ಮಾಂತಗುಂ ಶರೀರಂ
ಓಂ ಕ್ರತೋಸ್ಮರ ಕೃತಗಂ ಸ್ಮರಸ್ತ್ರತೋಸ್ಮರ ಕೃತಗಂ ಸ್ಮರ
ಓಂ ಕ್ರತೋಸ್ಮರ ಕೃತಗಂ ಸ್ಮರ ಕ್ರತೋಸ್ಮರ ಕೃತಗಂ ಸ್ಮರ
ಅಗೇನ್
ಓಂ ಕ್ರತೋಸ್ಮರ ಕೃತಗಂ ಸ್ಮರ ಕ್ರತೋಸ್ಮರ ಕೃತಗಂ ಸ್ಮರ
ವಿಲ್ ಚಾಂಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್
ವಾಯುರನಿಲಮೃತಮಥೇದಂ ಭಸ್ಮಾಂತಗುಂ ಶರೀರಂ ಓಂ ಕ್ರತೋಸ್ಮರ ಕೃತಗುಂ ಸ್ಮರ ಕ್ರತೋಸ್ಮರ ಕೃತಗುಂ ಸ್ಮರ
ಅಗ್ನೇನಯ ಸುಭತಾ ರಾಯೇ ಅಸ್ಮಾನ್
ಅಗ್ನೇನಯ ಸುಭತಾ ರಾಯೇ ಅಸ್ಮಾನ್ ಅಗ್ನೇನಯ ಸುಭತಾ ರಾಯೇ ಅಸ್ಮಾನ್
ವಿಶ್ವಾನಿ ದೇವ ವಯುನಾನಿ ವಿದ್ವಾನ್
ವಿಶ್ವಾನಿ ದೇವ ವಯುನಾನಿ ವಿದ್ವಾನ್ ವಿಶ್ವಾನಿ ದೇವ ವಯುನಾನಿ ವಿದ್ವಾನ್
ಅಗ್ನೇನಯ ಸುಪಥಾ ರಾಯೇ ಅಸ್ಮಾನ್ ವಿಶ್ವಾನಿ ದೇವ ವಯುನಾನಿ ವಿದ್ವಾನ್
ಅಗ್ನೇನಯ ಸುಪಥಾ ರಾಯೇ ಅಸ್ಮಾನ್ ವಿಶ್ವಾನಿ ದೇವ ವಯುನಾನಿ ವಿದ್ವಾನ್
ಯುಯೋಧ್ಯಸ್ಮಜ್ಜುಃ ರಾಣಮೇನೋ
ಯುಯೋಧ್ಯಸ್ಮಜ್ಜುಃ ರಾಣಮೇನೋ ಯುಯೋಧ್ಯಸ್ಮಜ್ಜುಹುರಾಣಮೇನೋ
ಭೂಯಿಷ್ಠಾಂ ತೇ ನಮ ಉಕ್ತಿಂ ವಿಧೇಮ
ಭೂಯಿಷ್ಠಾಂ ತೇ ನಮ ಉಕ್ತಿಂ ವಿಧೇಮ ಭೂಯಿಷ್ಠಾಂ ತೇ ನಮ ಉಕ್ತಿಂ ವಿಧೇಮ
ಯುಯೋಧ್ಯಸ್ಮಜ್ಜುಹುರಾಣಮೇನೋ ಭೂಯಿಷ್ಠಾಂ ತೇ ನಮ ಉಕ್ತಿಂ ವಿಧೇಮ
ಯುಯೋಧ್ಯಸ್ಮಜ್ಜುಹುರಾಣಮೇನೋ ಭೂಯಿಷ್ಠಾಂ ತೇ ನಮ ಉಕ್ತಿಂ ವಿಧೇಮ
ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಚಾಂಟ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್
ಅಗ್ನೇನಯ ಸುಪಥಾ ರಾಯೇ ಅಸ್ಮಾನ್ ವಿಶ್ವಾನಿ ದೇವ ವಯುನಾನಿ ವಿದ್ವಾನ್ ಯುಯೋಜ್ಯಸ್ಮಜ್ಜುರಾಡವೇನೋ ಭೂಯಿಷ್ಠಾನ್ ತೇ ನವ ಉಕ್ತಿಂ ವಿಧೇಮ
ನೌ ವಿಲ್ ಚಾಂಟ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ 16th ಆನ್ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಿ ಲರ್ನ್ ಟುಡೇ ವಿಲ್ ಚಾಂಟ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಅದರ್ ವಿಲ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್
ಪೂಷನ್ನೇ ಕರ್ಷೇಯಮ ಸೂರ್ಯ ಪ್ರಾಜಾಪತ್ಯವ್ಯೋ ರಶ್ಮೀನ್ ಸಮೋಹತೇಜೋಯತ್ತೇ ರೂಪಂ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣತಮಂ ತತ್ತೇ ಪಶ್ಯಾಮಿ ಯೋಸಾವಸೌ ಪುರುಷಃ ಸೋಹಮಸ್ಮಿ వాయురలినమృతదథేదం భస్మాంతగుం శరీరం. ఓం క్రతోస్మర కృతగుం స్మర, క్రతోస్మర కృతగుం స్మర, అగ్నేనయ సుపథారాయే అస్మాన్ విశ్వాని దేవ వయునాని విద్వాన్. యుయోజ్యస్మజ్జుహురాడమే నో భూయిష్టాన్ తే నవ ఉక్తిం విధేమా.
ఓం
పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః.
Now this Ishavasya Upanishad is one of the most popular Upanishads. As I had told earlier in the very first session, one of the Dashopanishads for which even Adi Shankara has written the commentary, Bhashya, and this is of very great significance. In fact, you can see the Upanishad starts with the శాంతి మంత్ర, పూర్ణమద పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణము దచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణం ఆదాయ పూర్ణం ఏవా అవశిష్యతే. దట్ ఈస్ హోల్ ఆర్ కంప్లీట్, దిస్ ఈస్ హోల్. ఫ్రమ్ ద హోల్ బికమ్స్ మేనిఫెస్ట్. ఫ్రమ్ ద హోల్, వెన్ ద హోల్ ఈస్ నెగేటెడ్, వాట్ రిమైన్స్ ఈస్ అగైన్ ద హోల్. సచ్ ఎ గ్రేట్ మీనింగ్ దట్ యు కెన్ సీ ఇన్ ద వెరీ ఫస్ట్ ది శాంతి మంత్ర, which gives initiation for this particular Ishavasya Upanishad. And here you can see even the very first stanza after which the whole Upanishad is named, that Ishavasya Upanishad. It starts with Ishavasyam idam sarvam yatkincha jagatyam jagat tena tyaktena bunjitha magrasa kasya sviddhanam, which means all this whatsoever moves in this universe, including the universe itself, which is moving, is or pervaded or enveloped or clothed by the Lord. The renounced should enjoy this great understanding and covet not anybody's wealth. Similarly, as we see the meaning of the other verses also, beautiful meaning which signifies the importance of one's own self and the Satchidananda quality of one's own self, which is the quality of even the universal self or the universal God. You can see here the universal God, which is all pervasive, all powerful, is also present in every individual, every being, and who is nothing but the Brahman, which is or who is all powerful. But to realize this great atmic sense within us, we have to be pure minded. It is said, Asurya namate loka andhena tamasavrutaha. Sunless are those worlds and enveloped in blinding gloom, to which all those people who are slayers of their own souls go, departing from here. Which means the one who is immersed in the andhakara, the ignorance, will not be able to see the sunshine of this divinity or the effulging light of that divinity. Similarly, the self is motionless, it is said, అనేజదేకం మనసో జవీయో. హియర్ అనేజత్ మీన్స్ అన్మూవింగ్, ఏకం ఇస్ అ వన్, అండ్ ద మనస్ రెఫర్స్ టు మనస దాన్ మైండ్. ద సెల్ఫ్ ఈస్ మోషన్లెస్ అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ స్విఫ్టర్ దాన్ ద మైండ్. ద దేవాస్ కుడ్ నాట్ ఓవర్టేక్ ఇట్ ర్యాన్ బిఫోర్ దెమ్ సిట్టింగ్, ఇట్ గోస్ ఫాస్టర్ దాన్ దోస్ హూ రన్ ఆఫ్టర్ ఇట్. So that's how you can see the one which is present within us It is beyond all the imaginations. It is beyond even all our own perception. Such is the powerful Atma that is present in each and every being. The Atman moves and it moves not. It is far and it is near. It is within all this and it is also outside all this, which merely goes to say that Atman is present within us and the same Atma is present outside us. At this juncture we can also recollect what is given even in the other popular mantras such as Narayana Upanishad and Narayana Suktam. In the Narayana Suktam we can see Antar Bahishcha Tat Sarvam Vyapya Narayana Stita. Antar Bahishcha Tat Sarvam Vyapya Narayana Stita. That Lord Divinity is present. Antar Bahi, He is present within and without or outside. So He is permeating each and every particle within the individuals and even outside. Which means He is everywhere. He is omnipresent. Similarly, you can see He who constantly sees everywhere all the existence in the self and the self in all the beings and forms. And He is the one who will be able to realize one's own self. So which means that a person who is able to see such a powerful and omnipresent divinity in everybody and within himself, he is the one who can really know oneself. And when who knows this great truth that the God is present in all the beings and He will be away from the delusion and He will not be deluded by the Jagat. That's what is even described in the 7th sloka, which says, Yasmin sarvani bhutani atmaiva bhudvijanatah tatrako moha kashyoka ekatva manupashyatah. So the moha, the delusion, kaha, what, shoka, grief. So what grief, what delusion can come to such individual who is able to see such divinity within himself and in every individual. In fact, in whole of the universe, no grief and no delusion can harm him. That's why it's very, very important to meditate upon such divine who is present within us and realize that He is also present outside, everywhere. He is the Atman who is all-pervading, who is bright, who is bodiless and scatheless, without muscles. He is pure, unpierced by evils. He is wise, omniscient, transcendent, self-existing. Now this is beautifully explained in the 8th sloka, 8th verse. Saparyaga chukrama kayamavrana masma viragum shuddhama papma vidham. So beautifully it has been explained the quality, the nature of that divine power within each and every individual. They who worship this avidya alone fall into blind darkness, and they who worship vidya alone will be able to understand this divinity and move away from this darkness. So you can see vidya and avidya. Vidyaya amritam ashnute. It's mentioned in this particular Upanishad. Vidyaya amritam ashnute. By knowing this vidya, this transcendental truth, which is a true education, the true vidya, amritam ashnute, one will be able to gain the immortality. Similarly, you can see one thing they say is verily obtained from vidya and another thing they say from avidya. Thus we have heard from the wise who explained that to us, which means what we can gain from vidya is immortality and what we cannot get from what we cannot or the immortality cannot be gained, that is nothing but the avidya path. So vidya path is the one by practicing which we will be able to know oneself and get that immortality. Similarly, he who knows at the same time both Vidya and Avidya overcomes death by Avidya and obtains immortality by Vidya. So it is very, very important to know the difference between Vidya and Avidya and thus go beyond the state of this both birth and death. That is what has been described even in the 11th sloka. Vidyancha vidyancha yastadvedo bhayagum saha avidyaya mrityam tirthva vidyaya amritam ashnuti. So that is the importance of one knowing both Vidya and also the Avidya and thus attaining or going beyond all the worldly comforts and also all the worldly knowledge. Andam tamak pravishanti e sambhutim upasate. They fall into blind darkness who worship the unmanifest. They fall as though into greater darkness who devote themselves in the manifest. That's why it's very, very important to know that we have to be away from the darkness, andhakara, ignorance. The moment we know what is ignorance and move away from this, there itself you'll be able to see the light emanating from us. We'll be able to see the divinity, the light of the divinity, effulgence of the divinity. And also you can see hiranmayena patrena satyasyapi hitam mukham. The face of the truth is covered by the golden lid. Remove, O sun, the covering for me. And that's how, so I may behold it. You can see, it may be even the golden cover, but you have to remove this. Unless we remove all the coverings, we will not be able to see the divine light, effulgence of the divinity. So the effulgence of the divinity can be experienced the moment we uncover all the shields, and then we'll be able to see the light, the effulgence of the divinity, which we can experience and really reach that ecstatic state. So here, prayer is also made to the Sun Lord, Pushaha, Pushanne Karshe Yama Surya Prajapatya. Here, the Pusha refers to the Sun Nourisher, the Sun God who is said to be the nourisher of all the beings. And you can see here, even the soul, O soul seer, O controller of all, the Surya, Son of Prajapati, disperse thy rays and gather up thy burning light. I behold thy glorious form. So this is a prayer to that Lord Surya who can drive away all the darkness from us and make us totally devoid of this darkness and ignorance, and we'll be able to realize and see the inner divinity with all light and effulgence. Similarly, you can see prayer is also made to Agni. O Agni, Agne naya supada raye asman. O Agni, lead us on to the wealth by good path. O God, all the many ways, there may be so many ways, but remove the crooked attractions of sin from us. We offer thee our best salutations. So here you can see last few slokas, last few verses mainly attributed, referred to many of the other gods. Of course, all gods are one, but with the different names. Maybe Surya, Agni, all these gods propitiated for only one objective, to remove the ignorance and make oneself realize one's own self, so that we'll be able to bask in that particular divine happiness and divine ecstasy. So this beautiful prayer of Ishavasya Upanishad mainly tells us how, by removing ignorance, by removing even ego from us, how we will be able to realize ourselves. That is, to see the divinity within us, experience that divinity within us, who is all effulgence, who is all light, who is all powerful, and thus will be able to really sanctify our lives. So this beautiful Upanishad, although very small, but fully impregnated with all the beautiful meanings, spiritual meanings, will definitely enable a seeker to find his own path to know oneself. That the beauty of, I feel, this Ishavasa Upanishad, which actually starts with such a beautiful, even Shanti Mantra, which talks about the fullness of the divinity. I think with this, we'll try to wind up learning this Ishavasa Upanishad. But anyway, we'll conclude the session with the Kshama Prarthana Mantra, chanting together.
Yadaksharapadabhrashtam matrahinam tu yadbhavet Tatsarvam kshamyatam deva narayana namostute Visargabindu matrani padapadaksharani cha Nyunani chati riktani kshamasvasayishvara Aparadhasahasrani kriyantehan nishanmaya Dasohamiti mamatva kshamasvasayishvara Anyadhasharanam nasti tvameva sharanam mama Tasmat karunya bhavena raksha raksha saishvara Harihi om tat sat sri saishvara arpanamastu.
With this we come to an end to this week's Radio Sai Vedam Tutor. In the coming week we shall take up a new mantra and we shall try to learn the chanting as well as the meaning of that particular mantra. So it's time for us to draw curtains to the Vedam Tutor, and it's now time for us to listen to Brother Bishu with the Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Sai Ram and happy listening. Over to Brother Bishu.